This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Hey, praise God. So my title today to you is, What Choices Are You Making? I'm going to say that again. What choices are you making? How many know life's journey brings about many choices for you and I? Many decisions we got to make in our life's journey that we live. And we have choices that we have to make in life, either good or bad. Sometimes they're just wrong choices. We may intend to do the right thing, but unfortunately, sometimes we take the wrong choice in something. Are we making wise choices today or evil choices? You know, our choices are very important. And if you think about it, how important it is that we are aware of our choices every hour of the day. Just think about it. Every day that you live, every week, every month, and every year, how many choices you have to make. Amen? How many decisions you have to make throughout, even just like I said, one day or even an hour, that you have to decide, what are you going to do? You know, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Choices, okay? We all have choices. Each choice and each decision that you make today, I want you to hear this now, determines your tomorrow. I'm going to say that again. The choices and decisions that you make just today will determine your tomorrow. Can I get an amen? And not only your tomorrow, but it'll determine your future destiny. Okay? And I'm sure as we think about that today, that will relate to you. Okay? So I ask you in my opening here, introduction, what choices have you made? What choices have you been making lately? Because God has a lot to say about choices in the Bible today. And we're going to read about those now. And we're going to read about some evil choices, what the Lord has to say about it, and also wise choices. And I hope that most of us are making wise choices today, because it will show up in our life as we go on. And before I even get into Word, I can relate to you my life and how God has come in and changed my choices. Okay? If I look back almost now 27 years ago, and you maybe heard my testimony a little bit, I've shared it somewhat. When I was in high school, because I got saved at the age of 18, but when I was in high school, my goals or my future was kind of, I was trying to lay it out. And at that time, before I came to know the Lord, I was in high school, of course, and I had planned to go to college. And my number one thing was to be a professional hockey player. Okay? That's what I wanted to do. And that's why I was going to go to college. It wasn't because I wanted to go learn more. I mean, I was a good student in high school, had very good grades, honor roll, all that kind of stuff. But that was not why I wanted to go to college. It was because I know I needed to play in college, and hopefully I did well enough where the scouts would come and see me and say, yeah, we want to sign this kid to a multi-year contract. Amen? How many know there's a lot of money in sports today, right? So that was what I wanted to do. That was what was in my heart. I grew up playing sports and just loved to play sports. Nothing wrong with sports. They're clean. They're good. So that's the way I was going. But you know what? Then all of a sudden the Lord showed up. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? And the Lord said, no, I got something else for you. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And you know what? I had to then submit to that. Amen? I had choice to make. I'm still going to follow my dream, follow what I want to do, Or am I going to now listen to what God is really saying to my heart? And I told you this before. I knew in the very beginning when I got saved that God put a call on my life. Okay? It was there right away. I didn't have to pray about it. I didn't have to fast. I didn't have to go to the pastor. I mean, it was in me. You know, I wanted to do for the Lord. I had a calling. I had a desire to learn the word and preach the word and want to, you know, let people know about Jesus. And you know what? That was a choice then I decided on. You know what? What I planned is over. And that quick, within that first month or two, I was already signed up for college. Okay? I was supposed to go to Circle Campus here in Chicago. And I had my classes all signed up for and had everything ready. And that's when I got saved. And I felt the Lord say, drop it all. Okay? And you know what? I prayed about it and I had to make sure, because you know, you need to know what you're doing. You just don't make decisions overnight. But you know what? I really knew God wanted me to do that, because if I went that route, it would be very hard for me to focus now on the Lord. At least that's what I was hearing from God. Okay? So at that point, I said, okay, Lord. So I prayed about it and felt that. And you know what? I called the college and I canceled all the courses. And I dropped my goal. I dropped my dream. Okay? That was a dream, all right, to be a professional hockey player. I know that the chances were that I probably wasn't going to make it, but that was my goal. And you know what? I was going to work hard to do it. But God said, you know, that was your choice. Now I got some new things for you. But you know what? I had to say okay to that choice. Amen? And I say that in my opening because I want you to think about your choices today. All right? What are you gearing yourself to? You know, what choices are you making? Because those choices today are going to bring about your destiny and your future. And I'm not saying what I said to deter you from doing anything you may be doing today. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college. Some of us here are in college and taking courses. I'm not saying that to you to drop all that unless the Lord tells you to. And you know you should be on a different path, okay? What I'm just saying is you got to be careful what your choices are, because what you're involved in and what you do, that's going to dictate your tomorrow, amen? And your destiny, whatever it is. And that was key in my life, because that choice I made almost 27 years ago has brought this destiny today. Why Pastor Rich is here at Oriel. Just think about it. If I didn't submit to that, what God wanted, I wouldn't be here today. All right? And you know what? If you hadn't made some of the choices you have made along life's way, you would not be here today. So our choices, every day, every week, you know, and every hour that we make, they really determine what happens later in life, in our tomorrows, in our future, and in our final destiny, of course, as we look way down the road. So let's look at a few scriptures here, what God says about choices, okay? First, I want to just look a few on evil choices that people have made in the scriptures and what the Lord said about them. In Proverbs 1:29, that's our first scripture. And some of you are going to get blessed again with our new projector system. The scriptures now are being put up there, so you're getting spoiled, as I've been saying. But I want you still to turn to your scriptures, because you shouldn't become complacent in finding the scripture, all right? But let the overhead bless you as we have the scripture, okay? That's one of the reasons why we got it, so it could help you, all right? In the message as it goes forth. Praise God. In Proverbs 1:29, this was really the key scripture the Lord spoke to me about bringing this message to you. And in this message, this portion before this verse, it's talking about fools. Okay? I believe there's nobody that's a fool in this house today. Nobody's foolish. But in this chapter, he's talking to fools. And in that verse, in verse 29, it says, this is how the fools, the choices they made. It said, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They hated knowledge. People who are fools today in God's sight are people who hate knowledge and they don't choose the fear of the Lord today. Amen? If I can tell you just this verse alone today, I shouldn't have to read anything else, but this verse alone tells us that we need to love knowledge today. Amen? Not hate knowledge. Always want to be one who wants to learn and become better. Amen? If you hate knowledge, that won't happen in your life today. But if you love to learn and you love knowledge, regardless of your age today, amen, we got some here very young and we got some who are more seniors and elderly. It doesn't matter. As long as you're open and you love knowledge and choose the fear of the Lord, that's the choice, number one, you must make today, amen. You must choose to fear God. Boy, it's getting real quiet here. Am I going to have to get my bell here? Amen. Don't go to sleep on me today. It's only point number one I'm at. Praise God. We must not be like these foolish people here. Amen. They did not walk in the fear of the Lord. See, today, nobody is making you fear God. Amen. I'm not following you every day of the week and saying, are you watching what you're doing? Are you making wise choices? Are you fearing the Lord? No, God has given us a free will here today, amen? But he instructs us and tells us not to be like these people, these scorners, these foolish ones who hated knowledge and they didn't choose the fear of the Lord. See, it's a choice today you make to fear him. Nobody makes you fear God. But if you want to be a real, true Christian today, walking with the Lord, you must have the fear of the Lord. Okay, thank you. I got some amens. I'm doing better, Lord. Amen. You must, okay? Back when I got saved, the testimony I just shared with you, if I didn't have the fear of the Lord as a baby Christian, I wouldn't have changed my whole life's direction. But I knew God enough, even back then, as a baby in Christ. This is what God's saying to me. Amen. I'm going to change my choices. Hallelujah. And you know what? They brought me to where I am today. Because I had the fear of the Lord and continue to have the fear of the Lord. You notice here, it doesn't say the fear of man. Amen? Sometimes we fear man. And we shouldn't fear man, we should respect man. Okay? We should respect one another. The respect that we give one to another in the same way because nobody's better than nobody else. God has made us all equal here today. Doesn't matter our background, wherever we came from, or our nationality. God doesn't look at those things and say, you know, this person's better than that person. No. So we shouldn't fear man. We should respect man, okay? But we should fear God, amen? Are we walking in the fear of the Lord is number one here. They made an evil choice here because they hated knowledge, and because of that, they also went to the extreme where they didn't fear God or walk in the fear of God. That's an evil choice today. And many people are doing that. Sad to say. Why is the world like it is today? Why do people do the things they do one to another? Because number one, they don't fear God. Amen? If you feared God, you wouldn't go and kill somebody. Because you know there's a penalty coming for you. Amen? Right? But people don't have the fear of God and don't respect one another. Those two things alone, if people did that, our world would be different today. Amen. If we love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, I don't have to preach anymore. Amen. But the simple things we don't do as a nation or as a country. And people, these are evil choices he's saying here. You must desire and choose to love knowledge and choose to walk in the fear of the Lord. It's your decision. Either way, what you do today brings consequences in your life. If you do not fear God, you know what? Down the road, those consequences are coming your way. You're going to pay for what you do. I guarantee it. Amen. But in the same way, if you have the fear of the Lord and you walk in the fear of God and you want to continue to love knowledge and the Word of God and learn, you know what? Good consequences are coming your way. The blessings of God will be on your life. Amen. It doesn't mean everything's going to be roses and cherries and beautiful. It doesn't mean that. It just means that God will be on your life, and you know what? Whatever comes your way, you will make it. Amen. All right? You will make it. The blessing of the Lord will be upon you. Okay? Very important here today. Are we choosing in our daily life, every day, to fear God? If we are, we're going to make certain choices. I can't speak enough about that today in just the opening here. Okay? Another scripture that we want to turn to, dealing with the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? There's a scripture that breaks it down, which is really good. Proverbs 8:13. Let's go there. Proverbs 8:13. It says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." Ooh. "Which is what? Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate." Wow. So you say, "Pastor, you talk about the fear of the Lord. What is that?" Well, he broke it down for us. If you have the fear of the Lord today, you know what? That means that you hate evil. Okay? Our God hates evil. He's a holy God. So we should, in the same way, hate evil like God does. And he breaks down evil to us today in this little short sentence here. He says, number one, you should hate pride. Okay? We need to hate pride. We shouldn't walk in pride. Arrogancy, which is very similar to pride, okay? We shouldn't have arrogance about ourselves, walk in arrogance. God hates that. He hates the evil way, which kind of sums up, you know, everything that's not good, the evil way. All right, we should hate anything that's evil, like God does. And the forward mouth. Oh, Lord, he brings up the mouth again. We had a message on that a few weeks ago. These are four things. The Lord says, if you have the fear of the Lord, this is what you're going to hate. Okay, this should be what we hate today. All right, we should hate pride. We should not want to walk in pride or have pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the forward mouth. Now, in the Amplified Bible, the forward mouth says it this way, perverted and twisted speech. Wow. When we talk about the forward mouth, okay, or the evil mouth, however you want to say it, it means that you have perverted or twisted speech. You know, it's not good what you're saying. God hates that. You know, even though I preached about it a couple weeks ago, we got to continue to talk about it. We must be careful what we speak. Our speech must be holy. Amen? It must be encouraging. It must be edifying. It should be positive, not negative. If you have nothing good to say, you know what? Don't say anything. Amen. Instead of saying something that's not good, right? All right? So think about that today. You have choices in what you say every second of the day. Ooh, that's strong stuff. Amen. So we say we want to walk in the fear of the Lord. We are going to hate evil like our God does. But again, you must choose to fear God and hate evil. Do you today? I hope you do. You must, to be really a true Christian. You can't teeter-totter. You know, you can't be on both sides of the fence today. It's going to show up eventually in your life. And you know what? It'll reveal itself. If you do this, just this alone, what I've just talked about right now, only this, you know what? Your life will be transformed today. You will not be the same. Okay? If you just walk in this principle, number one, that we've talked about. I know. It's happened to me. Praise God. What God hates, you should hate. I need to say that today. Amen? What God hates, we need to hate. Okay? We can't play with the devil today because he'll mess us up. Right? Don't play with fire. I know you've heard that term. So what is not good and is wrong, stay away from it today. Amen? Don't damper with evil. All it takes is a little evil to get you sucked up into it. And then it'll take you a mile. Okay? So be wise in your choices is what I'm trying to relate to you today. Choose the fear of the Lord. Choose to walk in that. Praise God. Another scripture I got, we're still in Proverbs, is Proverbs 3:31. Let's go there. Actually, we'll read 32 also. It says in Proverbs 3:31, envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. He tells us here, we're not to envy the oppressor and we're not to choose none of his ways. Well, the oppressor, of course, the devil, our enemy, the evil one. Okay, and anyone who's with him that oppresses or depresses or however you want to put it here today, we should not choose any of his ways. Okay, evil ways, we can't choose those ways today. If you do, you're going to deal with the consequences. So he tells us not to envy the oppressor and not to choose any of his ways. And then again, he tells us about the froward, it's abomination to the Lord. And I just explained to you what the froward was, okay? I'm not going to bring that to you again. But we must be careful. And I did write it down, what the froward is here in the Amplified Bible. It brings it out and it's pretty good. It says that the froward is the perverse, which is an abomination, which means this, it's extremely disgusting and detestable to the Lord. When you read the word abomination in the scripture, that's what it means when I break it down to you from the Amplified Bible. Something that is an abomination means that it is extremely disgusting and detestable to the Lord. Wow. Okay? And what does he say? That the froward is abomination to the Lord. And that's someone who envies the oppressor and chooses his ways. Again, evil choices. God doesn't want us to make evil choices because there's a penalty and we'll not be good for our lives. Okay? Another scripture I want to read to you. Turn with me to Isaiah 65:12. Isaiah 65:12. Isaiah 65:12. Amen. It says here, therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. So here, the Lord was telling the Jewish people that, you know what? You did the opposite of what I wanted you to do. I mean, he breaks it down here and he tells them that, you know what? When I called, you didn't answer me. That's a choice today. Amen? When God is calling us and wooing us and speaking to us, we got to answer. Amen? If you're in the room and you're calling the person that's in the other room, you can keep calling and calling, and if they don't answer, you're going to say, what's going on? Why aren't you answering me? That'll bring frustration, won't it? You get a little upset. Why aren't you answering me? Well, God is saying here to his people that, you know what? I called and you didn't answer. And I spake to you, but you didn't listen to me. You didn't hear. Choices. When God speaks, we got to listen. Amen? But he not only said that, he went as far as to say, you did evil before my eyes. You did evil. This is God's people. And he says, you chose to do that which I delighted not in. So I encourage us today that when God speaks, we listen. Amen? When he's trying to get our attention, you know, when he's calling us, we need to answer. Amen? Let's be willing to respond to God when he's in the house. Amen? And let us not today delight in things that God doesn't delight in. Those are choices today we make. Getting real quiet here again. I'm going to get my bell out in a minute. You must delight in things that God delights in. And God delights in what's right and holy. Amen? Not evil, but right and holy. All right? So God was disappointed in his people. That, you know, they were delighting in the things that God did not delight in. God was upset. Okay? They refused the call here. They were not listening. They had choices to make, and they were making evil choices at this time. And they had a penalty to pay for that. Okay? Another scripture goes right with this. Turn to the next chapter, Isaiah 66, verse 3. We're going to read 3 and 4 here. Choices. Choices. And actually the second part of 3, but I'll read the whole thing. It says, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as he offereth swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways. Here it is again, choosing. They have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Oh my God. This is getting deeper here. Not only did they choose their own ways, but he says their soul delighted in them. I mean, when you talk about your soul today, that means your mind, your will, and emotions. Your inside, every part of you, is saying here, these people not only did what was wrong, but they delighted in it. That's an abomination to God. Evil choices. Wow. Verse 4. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Whoa. See, now we're getting to hear when we do the wrong, we take the wrong choices. You know what? God's upset. And we're going to have to face those consequences. He says, I will bring their fears upon them because when I called, none did answer. There it is again. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. There it is again, what we read in Isaiah 65. We must be careful what we delight in today. Amen? That God would delight in it. If you know God would not delight in it, you need to get away from that thing or whatever it is today. Okay? And you'll know. God will show you. God will speak to your heart. You'll have an uneasiness in your heart if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. If you're involved in something, you shouldn't be involved. Okay? Sometimes we sugarcoat things and say, the Lord wouldn't mind if I do this or do that. You better be careful. I'm warning you. You got to be careful what you do. Choices. Are they good choices we're making today? That's just a little bit about evil choices. Because I don't want to get hung up on evil. I'd rather talk about the good. Amen? So that's why I got the evil out of the way first. Amen? Now we're going to end up on good choices. Okay? What about wise choices today? Can you remember when you made a wise choice in your life and what it brought forth? Amen? I can, again, think about my life. Think about when I got married and was at church. I was working for Dominic's Food Store. I'll give you another testimony of what happened to me in my life. And I was working for Dominic's, and it was an okay job, but I was working all different kind of hours. Sometimes I'd work days, sometimes work afternoons and midnights, all in the same week. I didn't know if I was coming or going, okay? And my wife, being us being newlyweds, she said, you know what? we got to believe God for a new job, because I want you home at night. Amen? And I can understand, we're newlyweds. I mean, who, you know, you marry somebody and then you're not home at night. What sense does that make? So I agree with her. I didn't like those kind of hours and I needed change. So we prayed about it and we said, Lord, bring a different job. Okay, bring something better that I can be consistent in my hours. And I think it was 2 weeks later, I got this letter in the mail and says, a career position for you, call. And it was for an insurance company. Okay. And I went and got interviewed and I got hired, okay? And I worked there for about a year. That was New York Life. And, you know, insurance business is a difficult business. A lot of competition. It takes a lot. You got to be a go-getter. And being in the business brand new, I didn't do great in that first year. So New York Life, they were getting rid of anybody. And if you didn't hit a certain quota, they were letting you go. So that's what happened. And after that, it was like, Lord, I need to know where you really want me to be. And I even, when they released me and let me go at New York Life, I told them, I said, you're making a mistake. I said, I'm going to make it in this business. And the manager at that time, he said, you know what, Rich? You probably will. You'll probably go somewhere else and become a star. And you know what? That kind of happened. But I had to make choices, okay? And when I left that company, I had 3, 4, 5 different other companies who wanted me to come work for them. And you know what? I had to pray about it again, had to seek God and say, Lord, where do you want me to go? Because I want to be in the right place. And sure enough, the Lord showed me and I ended up where I've been now, just celebrated 17 years in the business. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that to encourage you. Your choices are important today. Amen? Again, your choices you make, they predict your future, okay? And has it been easy at Monumental Life where I work? No, but I have done well, okay? As an agent, have done really well. As a manager, probably fair. It's much harder as a manager, okay? When you're an agent, you're your own boss, and you know what? It's in your hand what you want to do. But as a manager, you got to have people under you that want to work. That's hard to find today sometimes, amen? People who really want to work and do what it takes. But that choice that I made to go to this company really blessed our family, okay? Choices, very important. What about wise choices? What does God say about wise choices today? Let's go to Joshua 24. And we're going to read verses 14 and 15 of Joshua 24. And in verse 14 it says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. These are powerful scriptures, church. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. I mean, that's a message in itself right there. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Amen? You got to choose today, he's telling them, amen. Whether the gods which are your fathers served, it says, that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? See, that's a good choice today. We have to, every day we wake up, say, Lord, as for me and my house, as for me, if you're single today, amen, I am going to serve the Lord. Okay? And Joshua encouraged the people. He says, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth. That's how you are going to serve the Lord. Sincerity and truth. Be real with God. Be genuine with God. Be that way with your fellow brother and your fellow sister. That's when God is going to bless you. He says, you know, Joshua was challenging the people. This was a challenge. What are you going to do? Are you going to serve the gods that your fathers did? Or are you going to serve the Lord today? You know, some of us may not have good examples from our fathers and mothers. Maybe. And some of us may have good examples. But let me tell you, today you can't depend or be looking to them for your future. You have to be responsible today yourself. Amen? Your dad did what your dad did. Your mom did what your mom did. Your brother and sister and uncles, they do what they do. But God says, what are you going to do today? Amen? Are you going to serve me? Okay? That's what Joshua was saying here. He was challenging them that to serve the Lord. He was calling them to decide, to make a decision, a wise decision to serve the Lord. We must do that today also. Deuteronomy 30. Let's go there. I'm going to try to get through these last few quick here. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Oh, hallelujah. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, and to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give them. So here, again, we see Moses encouraging the people, and he's telling them, you know what? You have life and death before you. You have blessing or cursing before you. What are you going to choose today? Amen? You got to choose. If you want to choose life, that means you're going to choose Jesus today. Amen? If you want blessing, that means you're going to choose God, right? Because he's the one who gives us blessing. But again, it's up to us. Life is full of choices. He's saying you have to choose if you want life or you want death. Or you want blessing or you want cursing. What do we want today? God doesn't force us to do anything. He wants us out of our free will to choose life. Amen. I'm going to choose life. How about you, church? I'm going to choose blessing. Amen. I've been on both sides of the fence, and I'd rather choose the life and the blessing. Amen. God has our back. There's no life like the life of a Christian today. Make that choice today. That's a wise choice. All right. We need to love him. We need to obey his voice. We need to cleave to him because he's our life. And it says here, he's the length of our days. Amen. A couple more scriptures. Psalm 119:30. This is a good one. Psalm 119:30. Psalm 119, the biggest chapter in the Bible. But awesome, awesome chapter. A lot of good information here. Psalm 119:30. This is David here. And he says, the entrance of thy words giveth life. It giveth understanding. I don't think I got the right one. Hold on here. 30. I was reading 130. Okay. I knew it wasn't right. Psalm 119:30. Here we go. He says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. So David is saying here, you know what? I have chosen the way of truth. How about you today? You got to choose truth. Amen? You got it before you. And he even goes beyond that and he says, not only have I chosen truth, but the judgments of God have I laid before me. Meaning, the word of God I have laid before me because I choose truth today. How about you? Amen? In that same chapter, turn to verse 173. Same chapter, verse 173. He says it again here. He reiterates it again. He says, let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Amen? He says, Lord, help me. I need your help. That should be us today. Lord, we need your help. Always say, Lord, I'm here, but I need your help. I can't do this on my own. Amen. For I have chosen thy precepts. David is declaring to God that, you know what, Lord, I have chosen your way. I have chosen your precepts, your judgments, your word, and I lay them before me daily. Amen. You have a choice every day to choose truth or not to. That's a wise choice today, church. You need to choose truth. And of course, that's the word of God. Amen. Don't be so quick to want to read the newspaper. Amen. Don't be so quick to look at your magazines every day and not the word, right? Those things are going to go away. They're going to depart. You don't get life in those things. I'm not saying you can't read the newspaper. I didn't say that. But you should be reading your Bible daily. If you read your newspaper daily, my Lord, you better read your Bible daily. Amen? I knew it was going to get quiet on that one. Okay, let me move on. Hebrews 11, 24 through 26. I'm almost done here. Hebrews 11, 24, 26. Moses again. We're going to read what Moses said. This is a good example of his life to us. And also of ours. Hebrews 11, we're going to read verse 24 through 26. He says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Here we go. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh Lord. Verse 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Wow. Let me backtrack here. This is really good. Number one, I want you to notice here, he said that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Because with Pharaoh was associated what? Evil. Right? And he was saying, you know what? I don't want to be put in that category. I don't want to be called the son of Pharaoh. I don't want to be a son of this world. Let me break it down for us. Amen? I don't want to be a son of the world system today. Amen? That's what he was saying here, Moses. I want to be apart from that. I want to be a son of God. That's a choice he made back then. And he suffered for that, but he made that choice. Okay? We have to make that choice too. That means we're not going to follow the world today. Amen? We don't want to be associated with the world. Yeah, we live in the world. We're part of the world. But you know what? This is not our final destiny. Amen? So I don't want to be considered one of the world today. That's what Moses was saying here. Okay? And it tells us because he said he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sometimes when you do the right thing, you sometimes have to suffer, okay? Sometimes that's the case, not always. And it's not God's will that you suffer today. I want you to know that again. Because church tradition and history, a lot of churches have taught it's God's will for you to suffer. No, it's not, okay? That's not scriptural. That's what some people made up. God wants you to be blessed, but sometimes suffering is in that, okay? And we must deal with it when suffering comes. But Moses, it didn't scare him or take him away from doing what he knew he needed to do because he was going to have to suffer. And sometimes we got to be like that. Even though we may suffer for a while to stand up for what's right, we got to do it. Okay? That's what he's saying here. He's saying it's not worth enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. Sin is for a season. Pleasures of this world are for a season. They're going to pass away one day. Amen? It's not worth it, church, for you to dabble with the pleasures of this world. It's just for a season, for a time. All right? He tells us here again, he says, you know what? I rather be with Christ because there's greater riches with Christ. Did you read that there? Amen? Luigi got it? There's greater riches with Christ, okay? These things are going to pass away one day, what we see here. But he says, you know what? He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Meaning, you know what? What you do today, it'll show up later. All right? You are going to be recompensed. What you do today, you will be recompensed in the future. All right? If it's good or it's bad. One way or the other. There's a reward waiting, is what he's saying here. A reward if you did good, or a reward if you did bad. That's what he's saying. Okay? We need to hear it today, church. Sometimes, you know what? We will have to go through things, but it's worth it. Okay? Because God will justify you in the end. When you suffer for the right things sometimes, and maybe you have to go through something, it may not be easy, but you know what? God will bless you for doing that instead of taking the easy way out. Amen? One more scripture before we go to communion. Galatians 6:7. And this just kind of confirms what we read in Hebrews. Galatians 6:7. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." No amens. Praise God. That's a biblical principle. Okay? Meaning, the recompense of your reward is coming. Okay? What you sow, then you will reap. Okay? So if you're making good choices today, you know what? You're going to reap good things. But if your choices are wrong and they're unwise today and they're evil at times, you know what? That's what you're going to reap later. But God is saying, you know what? I'm not mocked. What you do today will count for tomorrow. Nothing goes by God today. How many know that? We may not catch things, you know what? We may do things and say things that hurt each other at times and it goes by, but you know what? God doesn't miss anything. He's God. Hello. Amen? The camera's on up there. It's 24/7, 365 days a year, right? The camera's going, the videotape's running, you know. Nothing gets by God. He sees everything. All right? So it's important here. We got to understand this. What we sow is what we reap. Okay? How are your choices today? Are they good or bad? Wise or evil? How you sow is determined by the choices you make. Okay? So the choices you make determines how you're sowing right now is what we're talking about. And how or what you reap is determined by if your choices were wise or evil. So very important, choices. I encourage us today that we choose the fear of the Lord. Amen? Choose the fear of the Lord. You can't go wrong, church. When you fear God, you're going to walk in His commandments. You're going to love Him. Amen. Choose life and you'll be blessed today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.